Child. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Get your Kid of the Week entries in. Just let us know about a great kid doing great stuff or stuff that's just great for that kid. And send it in at WGNradio.com / Kid of the Week or search Kid of the Week. And it's easy entry right there. Could be a kid we don't know about. You want to let us know about it. Don't be afraid to tell us about kids you've heard about. Good news for kids. That's what it's about every week. And that's what it's about this week as we say hello to Celestine Herrig. Hi, Celestine. How are you?
I'm good.
Is there a short version of your name? Like, what do your friends call you?
They call me Celestine.
It's kind of a cool name. I wouldn't want to shorten it, I guess. How'd your family come up with it?
Well, my mom heard of a soprano singer from the Carmen Opera, and she really liked the name.
It's funny. That's how I was named, Dave.
I know that.
Yeah. Yes. They said Steve.
Right.
Yeah, it's very similar. Celestine, you're 14. Where do you go to school?
I'm currently going to Culver Academies in Indiana.
What do you want to do when you get out of school? Do you want to go to college someday?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you want to study? What are you going to be? What are you going to be with the rest of your life, Celestine? Dave needs an answer.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
Me too.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Me too, yeah. What causes the interest in that? What makes you curious about that?
Well, I'm really interested in biology. Hmm. Human biology just really grabs my attention. And I also love math.
Maybe be a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, you could be. You sound very bright to me. There's an organization called Feed My Starving Children, which I have happily contributed to for many years, and it's a great organization. How did you get associated with it?
Well, in fifth grade, our school took a field trip there, and I volunteered for the first time. And they told the story about Marilyn the Miracle Child, mm-hmm. who only weighed 14 pounds, and then for a few months ate Feed My Starving Children's food, and then weighed 33 pounds. And it just really inspired me.
And you started raising money for Feed My Starving Children. What was your original goal?
My original goal was $1,800 so I could send a pallet, which is feeding 22 children for a year.
And did you make it?
Yes, I did.
Nicely done.
That's great.
Well, I think you also donated some of your own babysitting money to get to that goal, right?
Yeah, I was just a little short, so I decided to donate.
How much did you kick in yourself?
About $180.
Well, that's a lot of babysitting
money. Very impressive. And she was raising money in a unique way. You play the harp?
Yes, I do.
So you were setting up shop with your harp, which can't be that easy to do. Those are pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So I had my parents move it for me.
You had like a harp case open where people could drop money in it?
I had a little tip jar.
See, that would make me stop at O'Hare. If somebody's playing a harp in any of those concourses, I'm stopping and applauding.
How'd you get interested in playing the harp?
Well, my mom plays it professionally.
Oh.
So I just was really interested in it, so she started teaching me.
Where does your mom play?
She's played for the Milwaukee Ballet.
Wow.
And the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra when she was younger. She's just, yeah.
Now she just plays it for fun now?
No, she still plays professionally for weddings and, yeah.
Birthday parties, bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Well, you sound like you come from a very interesting family, but I think it's very cool that you did this, and I'm a big fan of that organization, so thank you for being a great kid. You're this week's Kid of the Week.
Thank you.